The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Going to try out a new item for Triangle Bulletin Board, for lack of a better term. I'll call it the Downtown Series, and that's focusing on communities around the Triangle. We'll start out with the Wake Forest. Friday Night on White concert series continues in downtown Wake Forest on White Street. Concerts are from 6 to 9. Here's the upcoming lineup. May 12th, Sleeping Booty Band. June 9th, Love Tribe. July 14th, The Brick House Band. August 11th, Stone Age Romeos. And September 8th, Crush. Another free concert series in Wake Forest, 6 Sundays in spring. Every Sunday, 5:30 to 7:30 at Joyner Park. Here's the schedule. May 14th, Miss Minnie and the Sandman Band. May 21st, Conjunto Breve. May 28th, The Magnificence. June 4th, Century Expressions. Okay, downtown Clayton. 2023 Downtown Concert Series in Town Square. Music starts at 6:30. Here's the lineup. Friday, May 12th, Chatham Rabbits, of course, North Carolina songwriting duo. Friday, June 2nd, North Tower, Beach Funk and Oldies Music. Thursday, August 10th, Cash Unchained, the ultimate Johnny Cash experience. Friday, September 8th, Shoot to Thrill, all-girl tribute to AC/DC. And Thursday, October 5th, New Blue, a North Carolina-based bluegrass band. Saturday, May 20th, in Clayton, Square to Square Street Festival. Downtown Clayton will be filled with games, activities, food, and music from Town Square to Horn Square. That's from 10 to 2 on Main Street, Saturday, May 20th. Then next month, June 17th, Saturday, it's the Juneteenth celebration. New this year is this celebration. This evening event will include stories and music on the stage at the Clayton Center. And also in Morrisville, Saturday, May 13th, Spring Fest. In keeping with the spirit of Spring Fest past, the town of Morrisville will close a section of Town Hall Drive and host a big festival with live entertainment, food trucks, games, giveaways, and more. The event is free, but food, games, and other features will be for purchase. It's from 4 to 8. Live music from Kevin Baker, Lauren Light, Purvi Patel, and the Legacy Band. Okay, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek will go through June and July. Dead and Company June 1st on the 7th. TLC, Shaggy, In Vogue, and Sean Kingston. June 16th, Dierks Bentley. June 30th, Kids Bop Live. July 8th, Tears for Fears and Cold War Kids. July 12th, Matchbox 20. July 20th, Godsmack and Stained. Then at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Sunday, May 28th, Ryan Adams and the Cardinals. Saturday, June 3rd, Dermot Kennedy, the Sonder Tour. Friday, June 9th, Subtronic support from Dirt Monkey, Subdocta, 100 Drums, and Tape B. Wednesday, June 14th, Noah Kahan, hashtag Stink Season with Joy Oladokun. Friday, June 16th, Pixies, North American 2023 Tour. Saturday, June 17th, Revolution, Good Vibe Summer Tour 2023. Saturday, June 24th, Peter Frampton, Never Say Never Tour. Sunday, July 2nd, Don Tolliver, the Lovesick Tour 23. Tuesday, July 4th, Bare Naked Ladies, the Last Summer on Earth Tour. Thursday, July 6th, the Revivalist plus the Head and the Heart with Jamie Wyatt. Friday, July 14th, Riley Green live in concert. Sunday, July 16th, Young the Giant with Milky Chance and Rosalyn. July 18th, Youngblood, the World Tour with the Regrets and Games We Play. Thursday, July 20th at Red Hat Amphitheater, Jake Owen with Nico Moon. Friday, July 21st, Lewis Tomlinson, Faith in the Future World Tour 2023. Friday, July 28th, Walker Hayes with Ingrid Andress and Breland. And then July 29th, Counting Crows, Banshee Season Tour with Dashboard Confessional. Booth Amphitheater in Kerry. Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th, it's Pitbull. Sunday, May 14th, Smooth Nights, for that date has been rescheduled to September 9th. Sunday, May 28th, an American Celebration, the music of John Williams from the Triangle Wind Ensemble. Friday, June 2nd, Smooth Nights, featuring jazz greats Incognito and Mesa. Friday, June 23rd, Summer Jam 2023, featuring Morris Day and the Time Confunction. Thursday through Saturday, July 13th through the 15th, it's Billy Strings. And that'll do it for Booth Amphitheater to start the summer off. Also at Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills, their concerts Thursday evenings from 5 until 9. May 11th, Band of Oz. May 18th, Spare Change. May 25th, The Tams. June 1st, The Chairman of the Board. June 8th, Too Much Sylvia. June 15th, Blackwater Band. And June 22nd, The Embers featuring Craig Woolard. And let me see. We'll go next to Raleigh Improv. On Parkside Main Street in Cary. Wednesday, May 10th, it's Jeff Allen. Jeff is in his fifth decade as working as a comedian. You may have seen him on America's Got Talent, Dry Bar Comedy, HBO, Amazon Prime, Huckabee, Pure Fix, Comedy Central, VH1, Showtime, TBN, CBN, Family Net, and who knows what else, and some podcasts as well. That's Jeff Allen, May 10th. Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th, Annie Letterman, a stand-up comedian, podcaster, writer, and actress. Most recently, Annie can be seen on Showtime's hit documentary miniseries, The Comedy Store. Thursday through Saturday, May 18th through the 20th, Maz Jobrani, a comedian, actor, and host of his own podcast, Back to School, on the All Things Comedy Network. His stand-up comedy special, Pandemic Warrior, is available for streaming on Peacock TV. Friday and Saturday, May 26th and 27th, it's Gabriel Iglesias. But that is sold out currently. You may be able to show up and see if there are any last-minute tickets left. Sunday, May 28th, it's Martin Marino. Martin's comedy career didn't begin until he was in his early 30s, and by that time he had a freakishly distinct point of view of his life. His two failed marriages gave him an alternative and hysterical definition of soulmates. Friday through Sunday, June 2nd through the 4th, DeRay Davis, his Too Much, Sure, the comedian turned actor, was on Fox Network's Empire for two seasons. After his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, DeRay Davis, Power Play, that aired to rave reviews. Friday through Sunday, June 9th through the 11th, Jesus Trejo, one of the fastest rising names in the stand-up comedy scene. He had a recurring role of Mr. Trujillo on the Netflix series Mr. Iglesias. And Thursday, June 15th, Kevin Farley. Kevin studied at the famed Second City in Chicago and continues to be active as a key alumnus. Then it didn't take long for him to establish himself as a comedic presence, both on the big screen and on television. Forgot to mention, all shows are 18+. All right, Goodnight's Comedy Club on Woodburn Road at the Village District. Thursday, May 11th, it's Helen Wildy. Helen weaves her experiences of growing up an immigrant, coming out to her Irish family, and still identifying as a Hanson fan 25 years later. Friday through Sunday, May 12th through the 14th, Troy Bond, a comedian and writer based in New York, known for his sharp crowd work skills and tongue-in-cheek modern Seinfeld sketches that helped to build his fast-growing audience. Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th, Trey Galyon. Trey started his comedy career in Austin, Texas, and quickly became a fixture on the comedy scene there, and was tapped to work with the likes of Ron White, George Lopez, Greg Giraldo, and Mitch Hedberg. Tuesday, May 16th, Jeff Leeson at Goodnight's Comedy. For over 23 years, Jeff has been astonishing crowds with his off-the-cuff improvisational style that leaves crowds not only wanting more, but amazed at what they just witnessed. Wednesday, May 17th, Paul Verzi. Paul headlines comedy clubs across North America and hosts two weekly podcasts, Anything Better, co-hosted with Bill Burr, and The Verzi Effect on All Things Comedy Network. Thursday, May 18th, Robert Mack. He's the grand prize winner of Comedy Central's National Stand-Up Competition, and he has appeared on Last Comic Standing, The Learning Channel, Comedy Central, and many other shows. Thursday through Saturday, May 18th through the 20th, Brad Williams, described by Robin Williams as Prozac with a head. Brad is a dynamo on the stage, coupling perfect timing with explosive delivery. Friday and Saturday, May 19th and 20th, it's Sophie Buttle. She's a stand-up comic, a TV writer, and a podcaster. She's been on a lot of stuff. CBS's This Hour has 22 minutes, or excuse me, CBC's This Hour has 22 minutes. Kevin Hart's LOL Network and the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, among others. Coming up later in May at Goodnight's, Rafi Bastos, Tim Shropshire, Jeff R. Curry, and Ramin Mostafi. And again, special note, all shows are 18+. All right, switching gears to some of the clubs around Raleigh. Starting with the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. Most shows start at 8 unless noted. Friday, May 12th, it's the Nude Party. Saturday, May 13th, an evening with Railroad Earth. Friday, May 19th, Mostly Crew, a tribute to Motley Crue with Flying High Again and Voodoo. That show starts at 7:30. Saturday, May 20th, Start Making Sense, tribute to the Talking Heads, 8:30. Friday, May 26th, Big Baby Gucci Homesick Tour. That's at 9. Sunday, May 28th, Kay Flay. Friday, June 2nd, an evening with North Mississippi All-Stars. Concert starts at 8:30. Saturday, June 3rd, Cooper Allen with Loblollies. Sunday, June 4th, Satisfaction, the International Rolling Stones Tribute Show. Thursday, June 8th, the Disco Biscuits Summer Tour 2023. Friday, June 9th, Green Jelly with Third Eye. It's a tribute to Tool. That concert starts at 9. Saturday, June 10th, it's the Best of the Triangle Show featuring 8-Track Minds, Vertigo, and Garland Mason. And Sunday, June 11th, Sought a Soul, and that show starts at 6:30. We'll move on to the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, May 10th, Feist Multitudes. Friday, May 12th, The Gaslight Anthem. Sunday, May 14th, Dark Star Orchestra. Tuesday, May 16th, Sabrina Carpenter, Emails I Can't Send Tour. Wednesday, May 17th, Beartooth and Trivium. Friday, May 19th, Hippie Sabotage, the Trailblazer Tour. Saturday, May 20th, Puya. Sunday, May 21st, Bullet for My Valentine. Tuesday, May 23rd, Bad Omens. Saturday, May 27th, The Backseat Lovers, Waiting to Spill World Tour. Saturday, June 3rd, Matt Mason. Saturday, June 10th, The Kyphanes. And that's a look at some of the acts coming up at the Ritz. And let me see. We'll go next to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows there start at 9 unless noted. And the first two I know are noted. Wednesday, May 10th, Nico at 8. Thursday, May 11th, Caroline Jones at 8. Friday, May 12th, Corrine with CD Ghost and Secret Shame. Saturday, May 13th, Conan. Monday, May 15th, Sunny Sweeney, and that show starts at 8. Wednesday, May 17th, Daniel Anderson and Heroic Dose with Reverend Sam and The Experience. That show starts at 8 o'clock. Thursday, May 18th, Coletta and Super Yamba Band at 8. Friday, May 19th, Okie Dokie. Saturday, May 20th, The Velt, with Dead Leaf Echo, Night Battles, Dead Cool, and Flood District. Sunday, May 21st, Boy Girl Rising, with A Day Without Love, and Rumble Tramp. That show starts at 8, as does Pazer with Bastard Cross on Wednesday, May 24th. Also on that bill, Nemesis and Nox Eternus. Again, that's at 8 o'clock. Thursday, May 25th, Natalie Rise with Minori at 8. Friday, May 26th, Black Tusk, Sadistic Ritual, and Demiser with Murdersome and Noctome. Saturday, May 27th, Frontside with Sleeve and Old Sons. Sunday, May 28th, Resin, Oryx, Crystal Spiders, 8 o'clock. Tuesday, May 30th, Witching with Nganga and Rovagug. That's at 8 o'clock. And then Wednesday, May 31st, Prison Affair with Long Relief and Psychic Scream. And that's the lineup through May with the Poorhouse Music Hall. Okay, PNC Arena, they've added some acts at PNC Arena. Wednesday, May 10th, it's Lizzo, the special tour. Friday, May 12th, Steez V. Nicks. Sunday, June 11th, Ricardo Arjona. Saturday, July 8th, LL Cool J, The Force, live. Friday, July 14th, WWE SmackDown. Tuesday, August 1st, Sam Smith, Gloria, the Tour. Sunday, August 27th, Pepe Aguilar. Monday, September 11th, Little Baby, It's Only Us Tour. Thursday, September 14th, Bert Kreischer, Tops Off World Tour. Sunday, September 24th, Aerosmith with the Black Crowes, Peace Out Tour. Thursday, September 28th, Jonas Brothers, 5 albums, 1 night, the tour. Saturday, September 30th, Old Dominion, No Bad Vibes Tour. And Wednesday, October 18th, Shania Twain, Queen of Me Tour. All right, let me see. We'll go on with the Greensboro Coliseum, May 12th, Straight Jokes, No Chaser Comedy Tour. Monday, May 15th, WWE Monday Night Raw. Wednesday, May 17th, Kevin Hart, Reality Check. June 17th, Brooks and Dunn, Reboot 2023 Tour. June 24th, Dude Perfect, Pandemonium Tour. July 20th, Thomas Rhett, Home Team Tour. Monday, July 24th, NF, Hope Tour. And July 30th, The Chicks World Tour. All right, Haley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, May 19th through the 21st, and May 26th through the 28th. Summer Play Baggage. It's summer play, it's a summer play, and the name of it is Baggage. Two difficult single people, Phyllis and Bradley, both trying to heal from their respective disappointing relationships, get their luggage mixed up at the airport. After a very disagreeable first encounter, the two decide to help each other get over their heartaches by forcing a friendship that causes them to ponder, while they may be too difficult for everyone else in the world, could they be perfect for each other? All right, Friday and Saturday performances are at 7:30. The Sunday shows are matinees that start at 3. Okay, Garner Performing Arts Center, that's on Garner Road in Garner. Saturday, May 13th, Larry and Joe in concert. Joe Troop is from North Carolina and is a Grammy-nominated bluegrass and old-time musician. Larry Baloran hails from Venezuela. He is currently seeking political asylum in the U.S. and works construction during the day. Upcoming events this summer at the Garner Performing Arts Center in June, Motherless Child, the stage play. In July, and I hope I do this okay, El Barracua es Otra Cosa. Smooth jazz and R&B with a splash of comedy. And in August, Disney's High School Musical Junior. Carrytown events, Saturday, May 13th, the Really Terrible Orchestra of the Triangle, Cary Arts Center at 7:30, it presents Stories in the Spring. Saturday, May 20th, Reese Palmer. Her gift lies in reaching across all musical boundaries. While she made her mark in country music, she is equally at home in R&B music, bringing the entire spectrum of popular music to bear on music she calls Southern Soul. All right, elsewhere, Ian Carey, Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park Boathouse, first Fridays of each month, June 2nd to Die For from 6 to 8. July 7th, Curry Wayne Clayton, Jr., 6 to 8. August 4th, Carson Mack, 6 to 8. September 1st, Misty Mayhem, 5:30 to 7:30. And October 6th, Tiger Lily from 5 to 7. Festivals coming up in Cary, Saturday, May 13th, Ritmo Latino Festival from 12 to 6. Saturday, May 20th, Wheels on Academy from 10 to 2. Saturday, June 10th, Pimento Cheese Festival from 11 to 4. Saturday, June 17th, Juneteenth, Celebrate Freedom from 11 to 3. And performances coming up at the Page. These are outdoor events for Fridays, and they are free. May 26, Sabor y Cultura at 6. June 16th, Bog Turtle at 7. July 28th, it's Jam Rock at 7 o'clock. And August 4th, it's a celebration of bluegrass. That's all in Cary. The Clayton Center, we've got one event coming up next month, Saturday, June 24th, David Graham and the Eskimo Brothers. That is a 7 o'clock show. All right, Justice Theater Project, two events remaining in the 2023 season. May 17th, 18th, and 21st, The Dead Man. In the wake of World War I, the Jewish residents of a destroyed synagogue in Poland come together to discuss how or if they should rebuild. The Dead Man is a timeless story of heartbreak and strength, and its relevance to today's global moment is striking. This is at the Raleigh Jewish Community Center on Norwood Road. And then on June 9th through the 25th, it's Urinetown, the musical. You gotta pay to pee. Set in the not-too-distant future, this hilarious musical takes on the legal system, capitalism, social irresponsibility, populism, bureaucracy, corporate management, municipal politics, and musical theater itself. This is at Umstead Park UCC on Brownlee Drive in Raleigh. Again, Justice Theater Project for June 9th through the 25th, Urinetown, the musical. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.